Dear friends and loved ones of Laverne, I think that covers everyone here. As I was walking up to Laverne's house in a visit in the last few months, I was pretty sure that I was going to have a really difficult conversation with Laverne. She had experienced a lot of changes, and she had heard some tough news from the doctor. And so as her pastor, I began to think about the challenges that she was experiencing and listing off maybe the conversation topics that we would cover in that brief visit. Things like this. How would Rocky be taken care of? And what errands would need to get covered? And how is she going to manage the pain that the doctor said that would be coming her way? I thought of those things, and then I made a list of Bible passages in my head really quickly that would bring comfort exactly in the moment. And I can remember the Bible passage that I thought about. It was Jesus on the water with the disciples, and he said these words, "Peace be still," and the water and the wind calmed down. I thought that was perfect. As a pastor, I was well prepared for this hard conversation. In I walked through the door after saying a short prayer, and sure enough, Laverne was sitting on her recliner, and she didn't look to have a lot of energy, and she didn't look to be feeling all too well. And I sat down, and the words that she said shocked me, surprised me very much. She said this as she pointed her finger down to some slippers that had not been finished. "Pastor, I have a project. I've got to finish that project before I get any weaker." Those words shocked me, and in that moment I realized a very important attribute of Laverne Sandrock. When she committed to do something, she did it. Perhaps that determination came from the days right when she was born. She was born in Milwaukee in 1929. November was the month. And she explained to me that just a few weeks after being born, she was diagnosed with double pneumonia. The doctors told her parents that there was a good chance she might not survive. And they also told her that she would live a life that had complicating health factors. Well, she made it. And she lived what we would all consider a very healthy life, determination. Perhaps that determination came in the middle part of her life, a little bit later when she moved to Philomath, God's country, she called it. I like that. She moved here, but within a few years, George passed away. And the home that we all know up on Kneeback Hill, Ellis Hill, I believe it was once, no, it wasn't called Ellis Hill. It was, yeah. Ellis Hill. A long time ago, that home wasn't finished when George passed away. And I'm thinking that in her mind, it must have been there, you know, I should pack up all my things and move back to Wisconsin to be around all my relatives and loved ones who know who I am. She didn't do that. She stayed here and became a vibrant member of this community. And those who cared for her within the last couple of months, boy, what a blessing you have been to her. An amazing blessing. You saw her determination, even in death. How many times did we say, well, I don't think she's going to make it the next week. She did. I don't think she's going to make it until her relatives, I don't think she's going to make it until Nancy comes from New York, July 31st. She did. I don't think she's going to make it in time for the Peace Lutheran Choir to go sing to her. She did. Determination. Commitment. And I think we can all say this afternoon that we all greatly benefited from her commitment and dedication to us. She loved each one of you. The birthday cards, the anniversaries, the cards of well wishes, the thoughts at just the right moment. It was determination, commitment to do that for her friends. And of course, Mount Union Cemetery. I believe that she opened and closed the cemetery for over 20 years. Does that sound right? Yeah, 20 years. I'm sure there were some blustery, windy days that I would have said, I'm going to hang out in my own home. I'm not going out. Laverne went out because she knew that there was a family that was counting on her so that they could visit the graveside of their loved one. Commitment. Now, I think I'm pretty sure that nobody here had Mrs. Sandrock as a teacher. She was a teacher for 24 years at Atonement Lutheran School, a Lutheran school teacher. But I think we all can pretty much imagine and guess what kind of Lutheran school teacher she was. Determined, detail-oriented, and determined to be the best possible teacher she could be for her students. Having thought through all that, and then I had that crystal clear picture of who Laverne was in that just brief moment of pastoral visitation, I realized actually why she lived that way. She lived and loved Proverbs 16, verse 3. Whatever you do, whatever, commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Laverne lived a determined and committed life because she knew and she could count on a Savior that would be committed and determined to her no matter what. Jesus. Jesus was there with Satan, and Satan offered him all the authority of power on earth. It could be Jesus. Jesus was determined for something else. Then in the Garden of Gethsemane, before Jesus died on the cross, he could have walked away. There was a moment of silence where he could have wandered away. You see, Jesus was determined for something else. Jesus' commitment and determination was to make it to the cross and the empty tomb and arise again so that he could pave a pathway for all who would believe in him and follow him, a pathway to eternal life. In Laverne's death, she's walking that pathway, and she's making that way to eternal life with Jesus. And Laverne knew the commitment of her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when she was in suffering and pain, at least in my visits, I don't know how it was with anyone else, she never talked about her pain and suffering. To me, she said this, "It just gives me a glimpse of the suffering and pain that my Lord Jesus gave for me." She'd said that every time. She heard and knew of our Lord's determination for her, and that's what gave her the fuel to live the way that she did. And her life was established. There were challenges, but her life was established. And what we can say too in her death, that even now the plans are established. Jesus paved a way for her. Laverne has left all of us a lot to think about. I'm thinking about a whole bunch of things myself, personally. Like this. How much better life is when we commit to a project that we've promised to a friend and we commit and complete it. How much better would our community be if we did that? How much better would life be if we were determined and committed to our relationships and friendships with cards and well wishes? How much better our community would be here in Philomath? And how much better would our community be too if we paused and listened about our Lord's dedication and commitment to us? Laverne actually has left us a pattern to follow of what a good life truly is. Amen.